Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern-day Asian-American woman. My name is Helen.
I'm Janet.
And I'm Mel.
Hi, everyone. So the three of us, we haven't seen each other for the past week. And to be honest, it feels like we haven't seen each other in a full month. We are so attached to the hip, mainly because of ABG now, but also because we like hanging out with each other. This past May has been one of the busiest for us at ABG. And immediately after all the busyness, Janet took a nice road trip through Arizona and Utah. Mel was in the Bay for one of her best friend's weddings, her first time as a bridesmaid and a maid of honor. And I've been staying local, working on renovations for my new home. And also, I got married this past May.
Yeah, minor detail.
Minor detail.
You made a lifelong commitment this month.
Yep.
On multiple levels, you know.
Miss to Mrs.
I know.
Mrs. Wang.
Wu Wang.
Wu Wang.
Yeah. So.
Wu Wang clan.
So for this episode, we're going to just catch up with each other. Mm-hmm. We started this podcast as friends, having girl talks, and I know some of our episodes have been a bit more outlined and specific recently, but this one is going to be just a conversation.
I'm super excited. We haven't had one of these in so long, and there's just so much to catch up on. Like, literally, when I saw Jenna this morning, I was like, I feel like I haven't seen you in like a year. But it's literally just been a week.
Yeah.
So all three of us have been saving our updates for this episode. Like, Jay, I really want to hear about your trip. I feel like I think Helen and I knew you needed this trip so badly, you know, for your own self-care and mental health. And you're finally able to get out of your condo in downtown LA.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Change of scenery.
Yes.
We can't wait to give our listeners an overview of where you went on this trip, who you went with, and, you know, if anything at all juicy happened.
I want to know the juice.
I love the juice.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, start off with where did you go for this trip and who did you go with?
Okay. So this was, I'm even trying to remember. You know when you come back from a trip, you've gone multiple places and you're like, where did I just go?
Yeah.
So I flew into Arizona to meet with the team or with the group of people who had already started out in New Mexico. Mm. So they had already been road tripping for about 2 days or 3 days. And we started out in Sedona, Arizona, and then we went to Monument Valley. And then after that, we went to Lake Powell. And then after Lake Powell, it was Zion National Park, and then we ended in Vegas. So it was a lot of like outdoor Arizona and then also Utah and kind of going back and forth. And just a lot of time outdoors in nature during the day. And then at night, just being able to like cook with each other and have drinks and talk around the fireplace. It was such a beautiful, beautiful trip. There's like a couple things. One is, you know, do you remember going on those like trips with your families when you're young to like national parks, like with those Chinese tour buses? And it's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. No. And you're
you've never been on one of those?
I don't go to national parks with my family.
Where you get out and it's like, you get
like 30 minutes. Okay, come back in 30 minutes, or else the bus is taken off without you.
That makes sense. Exactly. And then you get back on the bus, and then you just, you feel like you're just like living in the bus, and you go out and you're like, I'm looking at some things that I don't understand. Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Whatever.
So I feel like we went to these places that I'm like, I have memory. I probably came here and I was like that age with my family, but I didn't appreciate it. Mm. Yeah. And it's so different now going on these trips with friends where, you know, we would be in the car for like an hour or two. And because we like rented 3 or 4 cars, our group was 13 people large. So it was a lot of people.
Wow, yeah.
But each car would only have like between 3 to 6 people. So for an hour at a time, you're in a car. And these are people that we've all known each other for probably most of us, like for over a decade, we've traveled a lot together. Mm-hmm. But we don't get to talk to each other on a day-to-day, right? So it was so nice to be able to catch up with people to figure out like how's work going, how are your home renovations going, who you been dating lately, that kind of stuff, and then to get out and be able to see beautiful views, right? And you have a different level of appreciation now when, like, especially maybe after pandemic, and for me, like you ladies said, I was like I feel like I'm in my like 4x4 jail cell in a downtown apartment, right? So it was just so refreshing to be able to get out and see different things. And I've learned also, like, I know, Mel, you don't like to hike, right? And I'm not like a super, you know, like outdoorsy person either. But there were a lot of these hikes we went on, which I feel like were just the right amount of, like, it accommodated our group of people who like are maybe love to go outdoors a little bit more and like will regularly like work out and stuff. And then people who like don't necessarily, but everyone seemed to like enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, and it was like, I think because we were able to pick things that were like just like the perfect amount of distance, maybe like 3 or 4 miles, but we're taking a long time to like do that that, you know, that walk, and with lots of breaks if you want to, and it was a really, really good trip.
I had a question. So just to give context, the group of people you went with, it was like, these are friends from like, we all met through college or like even like in our adult life, and we mostly we meet up like once or twice a year for a big vacation, trips, right? Yeah. And so most of our trips, like, you know, involve like alcohol and partying. But this is like one where you're like, you're driving for so many hours and you know each other.
Yeah.
But do you think this is the right balance of like, you're able to go outdoors and experience nature? And also I think you guys like were dancing in the hotel room or something.
Yeah, yeah. There is, I mean, to your point, Mel, like some of our like other maybe vacations together have been like, everyone flies in on a Friday night into Vegas and then we all get, you know, party a little too hard that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you wake up Saturday and you're like kind of getting to know each other over brunch, but maybe you're like a little hungover and then, you know, and then it's like party again. And this time it was like a 10-day road trip. So of course we had nights of drinking, you know, and getting in, you know, videos of him dancing and things like that.
Of course.
But you know, we also had nights where it was like more chill wine and beers around the fireplace and had some really like deep conversations. I think maybe part of it is also a little like a few of us are, or we're all now in our 30s, like well in our 30s.
Yeah.
And during this period in your life, people are going through some pretty, like when you have a breakup now at this age, it's a little different, right? Mm-hmm. And we had multiple people on the trip who had gone through some, you know, breakups, and then also dealing with other like pretty intense like work stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That you start to face in your 30s, and life things like trying to figure out where to make a move or things like that. So we actually did this like little ceremony around the fireplace where we said, everyone's going to write something on a piece of paper that you want to throw into the fire as a way to like leave it here. Yeah. Like whatever it is that, you know, and if you want to, you can talk about it with the group. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you can just kind of put it in the fire.
That sounds like a therapy session.
I know. It was very much. And and it was like in the night over the fire pit with like the moonlight and like the red rocks around us. So
wow.
There was a lot of it that felt, I'm like, this is very, yeah, it's like really special, right? Mm-hmm. And even like in our text thread after the trip, there are people, because you've now shared some really personal things like around the fire and also in each of the car rides, people like for hours, you do talk about stuff, yeah. Right? Even playing the games that we played, the games were around like sharing an experience or a story. Mm-hmm. So you were always learning more about someone. Mm-hmm. And we, at the end of the trip, the text thread was like, hey, if anyone ever needs to talk, like I'm here, aww. You know, like feel free to give me a call or FaceTime anytime. So I was like, that's like so special.
Yeah, so sweet. Who planned all of like the games and things like that?
Yeah. So, well, Eric did a lot of the planning. As you know, he's like our head planner, all the planning.
He's the guy on the Chinese tour bus with the flower or the umbrella.
Yeah. He's also 6'5", so he's right. Like very easy to kind of like find him in. Yeah,
he has to wear like a hat, a colored hat. Instead. Yes.
But he, you know, initiated a lot of the planning and the logistics. But also there were a lot of just everyone kind of had their own different role or I guess way. Like Susan was another one of our friends who now lives in San Francisco. And this is like the first trip she's been on with the group in a really long time. And she's also very much like of a natural planner. And she like spearheaded a lot of the like cooking. So it was like, you know, like the mom, like you know, like we would be there. And I'm just like, tell me what to do. And then she would help. And we had like an assembly line and all that kind of stuff. And then Tommy and Grace, who are also our friends up in the Bay Area, and a married couple, also did a lot of the like anytime, you know, noticing like, do we need to pick up more things from the grocery store? So all these people who are really good at kind of like, you know, the logistics. And then you have the people like within each of the cars. And then in one of the cars we had like you know, like Porter, who initiated one of the games where it was like kind of like a version of Never Have I Ever, right? But we would do it around like stories that, you know, I mean, usually that game might be like more sexually oriented, but it was about things like maybe something as simple as like, have you ever been like suspended or something in school, and like share a story about that, right? So you learn a lot from people like of like how they were in high school, right? And it's kind of like fun to kind of to talk about that stuff.
This sounds like a very wholesome trip, but also something that was just like incredibly necessary after such a long period of time being at home in the pandemic, not really having human connection, especially for you too, Janet, because you live by yourself at home. I'm like honestly, I was supposed to be on this trip too, and then I had to cancel like pretty last minute because of all the home renovation stuff. But every time I saw Janet's photos, I'd be like, I am so happy, like literally just so happy to see you smiling, like genuinely smiling and just like surrounded by red rocks. You just like looked so much in your element. And I was like, yay, Janet.
Aw, thank you, ladies. Yeah, I think this is one of those things where like, I started to learn for myself that what type of, like when I need a break and what type of break is regenerative for me, right? And so I've said, like, I now kind of see every 2 to 3 months, I need some sort of like little mini getaway. And I've learned that a getaway like this is the best, most recuperative. Because like if I had just, say, taken a week off and stayed in my apartment, that would not have helped me, right?
Yeah.
But being able to go out and like see new things and be physically challenged, because the thing is, when you're being physically challenged, you don't have time to be like overthinking things or like wondering about things, right? So it's really good to do those types of activities that kind of engage your brain and engage your body. And then also just being around different people who like, who know you and you feel supported by, like those three elements, I was like, okay, this is like the secret sauce of getting like a good active restoration, active rest. Yeah.
What was your favorite place that you visited?
I have two.
Okay.
One, we stayed at a place called Golding's Lodge in Arizona, near Monument Valley. And that was the ultimate kind of like cabin experience, where we had a main house and we cooked dinner, and then there was a fire pit at night. I just loved that. Being there for two nights was, I'm like, can I just have that as a getaway?
Yeah.
Second place was, we went to Zion National Park and we did the Narrows. That was such a beautiful experience. Have you done the Narrows?
Yes, I actually told, because Eric was not going to put it on the itinerary. Oh, and when I was going to go, I was like, you have to put the Narrows on. I have to go again.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think he was deciding between that or staying at the place before for a longer period of time, because the hotels were expensive by the Narrows.
Oh, I see, I see.
But I guess you guys ended up going.
No, yeah, that was an amazing experience. Thanks for pushing that, Divya. But like, so what the Narrows are is, it's like, it's essentially a hike between two
canyons. It's a gorge. Yeah.
And then
it's
the sticks, right? I see those photos too.
The walking sticks.
The walking sticks, and you're going between rocks and also in the water. So we rented, we purchased neoprene socks, which are kind of like the sweats or the wetsuit materials. So it can get wet and it doesn't, it like dries up easily, right? And then we rented these shoes. I felt like I was like wearing like ice skates or roller skates, or like in, you know, when you go into like a snowboarding boot, like that, like they're a thick kind of like bigger boot, and it goes, or so that way you have more cushion, like a support over your ankles, and then just more like support against the water. Once again, water's like going in and out of your shoe the whole time, but it's like more breathable.
I'm just laughing because I'm literally thinking about the shoe and I was like, I want to hear about the Narrows.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, I don't care about the shoe, Janet. Talk about the venue.
I'm like thinking about her toes, like swishing in water, like going in between her toes.
Just giving all the details, right?
No.
But maybe all the wrong details, yeah. But yeah, and then you just go and it's just, you're looking at beautiful sights of, it's like words don't do it justice, Mel. It's yeah. like,
here's the thing. So I've also was invited to this trip and I said, well, I couldn't go because of the wedding. And you guys know this type of trip isn't really my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I would have been down for the Narrows because I've seen beautiful photos.
Yeah.
I love water. So I was like, when I saw your guys' photos there, I was like, this is what actually I would
yeah.
do.
Yeah. I was like, definitely on hikes, certain the dry hikes, people were like, would Mel like this? I'm like, no, definitely not. But then the Narrows, I was like, I think he would have loved it, although it was, like, taxing. Like, we woke up at, like, 4:50 in the morning and to get there early. Because it was also Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then it involved – probably there was a good, like, 3 to 4 hours before you were actually starting to hike. So by then, I was also, like, a little bit sleep-deprived. And I was like, I'm, like, so – I need, like, an energy boost or something. But mm-hmm. you get such an endorphin lift just from, like, being in that setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then you're wading through water for – I think the whole thing is, like, a couple of miles. And we only made it maybe, like, 30, 40% in, which is, like, three miles in. But you're doing 3 miles, like, almost like slow-mo because you're walking through water the whole time. And sometimes the water will come up to your waist. Especially if you went early in the morning, it was like fucking freezing cold, yeah, right? Yeah. But then in the afternoon, it was like super hot. So we're like, more water.
Yeah.
And we went early enough where it wasn't super crowded. But on the way back, because you go in and you take the same trail back in.
Ooh.
When we turned around, it was like all the people were starting to come in. So it's crazy. You see like kids who are like 3 years old, and then you see like grandmas in their like 50s or 60s because it's such a huge site in the national park that people want to go. And sometimes you're like looking at this girl in her like stilettos and her like little Louis Vuitton like purse, and you're like, what are you doing? She's not gonna make it. She's gonna get in like 1 mile and then have to turn around.
The real question is, how wrinkly were your feet after 3 miles of walking through water? What? Aren't you wondering that too? I thought about her foot because of the shoe story.
I'm over here being like, picturing this beautiful like canal of water, and all of a sudden looking at someone's feet. I'm like, wait, what? You hate
me. But that's the reality of some of the things where I was like, I feel like Mel would have loved the views. But yeah, it's actually pretty physically taxing. Like you're exhausted and your feet are, you know.
So they are wrinkly.
They're super wrinkly. They were very, what do wrinkly, what do like a overexposed water appendages look like? Like,
ew, ew.
Like, you know when it gets like so soaked with water, it's like raisiny, and then also it's like white because the skin is like starting. Yeah, that's what.
Were you able to like peel off? Okay, never mind.
As someone who doesn't like feet.
I hate feet.
Why are you asking this question? Yeah, this is an interesting question.
Because I'm so like, I hate feet so much, you can't help but think about it too, right?
So it's like. That's where her brain is going.
If you're walking 3 miles in water, imagine being in a pool for 3 hours, right?
I've been in a pool for 3 hours.
And did you look at your feet afterwards?
Yeah, but I don't talk about it. Well, my question here, here's the thing that's weird. You did this hike before. How did your feet look?
I actually don't remember.
Stupid. I'm curious about this. You guys are like wanting for the juice of like any romantic stuff, right?
I mean, these are all our friends that, you know, we know. And if you're all listening, but, you know, a lot of you were single on this trip. Guys and girls included. So was there anything juicy that happened?
No, I wish I could give you something juicy. I do.
I think those type of juicy stuff happens usually in Vegas.
That's true.
Yeah, this is a good distinction of why something like, because Vegas is like, usually those trips are short, right?
Yeah.
So if something happens, you don't have to deal with the post interaction, right?
That's true.
If you're on a 10-day trip with someone, you're not going to hook up and then be like, no, I have 7 days that I have to explain to people, right? Because like everywhere we're going, you're like staying with like a group of 13 people.
That's true.
But even with that aside, I felt like there was a real sense of like
family.
Feeling like family, I think. And that's why it wasn't. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So this wasn't this wasn't that kind of a post quarantine trip for me. This was very much of a like needing to go out, be physically challenged, be reminded of what community feels like with people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what most everyone on this trip was really craving. Because for most of us, this is our first kind of post-COVID real trip. For some people, this is the first time they were on an airplane in over a year since lockdown, right? So I think that is kind of what this trip gave, was more a sense of community and family.
I love that. That just means Janet needs another trip soon. Because, I mean, she got waxed for this trip, too.
I did. I got waxed for the Narrows.
I saw the photos. You're wearing shorts. What's there to...
Because it's more comfortable.
You know what?
It's so uncomfortable.
It's also when you sometimes stretch your legs up too far when you're hiking.
Yeah, like, you know. You can see things.
You can, and someone's right underneath you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good point. I don't hike, so I don't know. I don't wax for hiking. I don't, anyways. Just to wrap up, Jay, your trip and everything, like, obviously, it was an amazing trip. It was, like, the perfect amount of everything that you mentioned earlier. How do you feel now, though, coming back?
So coming back from this trip, I feel like one of the biggest things that I got was a sense of, like, being re-inspired. Mm. And that is a type of rejuvenation that I think I really did need. I also think that I'm now at a point, I think for all of us, we're all at a pretty big point of transition, another transition point in our lives. And I feel like this trip was a bit of a closing of a book for some things and for a new chapter to start.
Mm. I love that.
If that makes sense. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Family is the backbone of our community, and research is the backbone of healthcare. But research studies in the U.S. have rarely considered Asian American people. Asian Americans have unique health concerns, and when research doesn't include us, future health discoveries may not either. Many of us share similar diets, environments, and lifestyles, and many of us have similar genes. If we share our health information, it may help researchers address the health problems in our community and in our families. The All of Us Research Program wants to gather health information to find patterns in our health. This may show why people in our community may be more likely to get a disease than people in other communities. Here's how it works. They'll collect information such as your height, weight, health conditions, and medicines. You can sign up and participate safely from the comfort of your own home. Participants may get a $25 gift card, their personalized genetic results over time, and one of 10,000 Fitbit devices at no cost. The more people who join, the more information researchers will have and the more they will learn. Ask your friends and family to join to make a difference at joinallofus.org/ABG.
Along with other digital brands, one thing we spend a lot of time on is social media. From ideation to execution, we like to create everything with intention. However, one part that no one sees that is super time-consuming is reformatting. I can't tell you how many times we had to redesign something because of the different dimensions. Now, with Issue, we don't have to worry about that anymore. With Issue, you create it once and distribute it everywhere. Everything is optimized to post on your website and social platforms like Instagram and Facebook. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital publications from brochures to magazines and more. It's perfect for creators, marketers, designers, educators, and anyone who wants to make content that stands out. Get started with Issue today for free, or if you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code ABG. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code ABG at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code ABG.
Asian Boss Girl is supported by First Republic Bank. Take advantage of personalized banking on the go with the First Republic mobile app. Securely deposit checks, transfer funds, and contact your dedicated banker directly, anytime, anywhere. The First Republic mobile app is your connection to customized solutions designed to meet your financial needs of any size. Manage your and your family's accounts from the convenience of your own home and with the name you can trust. The First Republic mobile app is available for download today on the App Store and Google Play. Visit firstrepublic.com to learn more. That's firstrepublic.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
But I wasn't the only one that went on a trip over the last week. Miss Mel, you also were, on a trip. Tell us where you went and how it was.
I was there for a wedding, and it was really, it was like a very, kind of like a milestone for a friendship, I would say. Mm. So just to give you guys a recap. So while Janet was road tripping with our friends and Helen was in LA doing her home renovations, I went back to the Bay Area for one of my childhood best friend's wedding, and I was one of the maid of honors. So I'll start there. I think Helen mentioned in the intro, this is the first ever wedding I was a part of. And I was also one of the maid of honors, which is like a responsibility that I honestly never done before. And it's a lot of work. But to give you guys context, I met Lindsay, who was a bride when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. So we've been friends since we were really young. And Lindsay as a bride, very easy, super chill. And she's like very resourceful. Like, and her husband's pretty organized too. Like, they started planning their wedding during COVID. So they did have limitations. And Lindsay's the type of bride that, you know, she likes to manage events, likes to like create all these like celebrations, but she's not the type to like splurge. She likes to like save money and making sure she gets more bang for her buck, which she's really good at. And she found like the really nice venue for like pretty affordable price.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. When she told me the price, I'm like, what the?
Can you share where it was?
Yeah. So she got married at Pulgas Water Temple in Redwood City. It's a public park. So it's open to the public on the weekdays and you can rent it on the weekends for a wedding for a certain time period. And then the reception was in downtown San Jose at like outdoor area where everyone had to show their vaccination card to get in or like, you know, show that, you know, you're safe. Yeah, I guess, you know, as a bridesmaid, for those of you who haven't been one, there's a lot of, you know, day of, it's like you're there to support the bride, making sure she feels like beautiful and loved and like she has no worry. I will say it was very jam-packed, but I personally, for me, I didn't mind because I knew this is her special day. And I think some of the moments that really like moved me that I didn't expect to like be moved by was like, so all of us are getting ready in the hotel room and she put on her wedding dress for the first time. And the photographer is like, okay, let's have all the bridesmaids see her in her dress for the first time. And I walked in and here's the thing. I've seen photos of her in it. You know, she was sending me things, but seeing her there in her dress with her makeup done and her smiling. So she's so happy. I just started crying because I think it's a different experience where like, this is someone I knew since I was 10 years old. And we talked about, you know, what is it going to be like on our wedding day when we finally find the person? How is our wedding going to be like? And we've been with each other since our first boyfriends and all these things. So to see her finally find someone she really loves and wants to make that commitment with, I just feel like all these flashbacks of her just kind of play in my mind, and seeing her as a 10-year-old girl. Mm. And I was like, here you are standing as a woman getting married. Yeah. That was, for me, that was, I was like, oh shit. Like, I just kind of like, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to cry right now. Aww. And then Vicky, who's the other co-maid of honor, knew Lindsay since she was 5. So like, I think both of us were like kind of crying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like that moment just stood out to me. And I think another part that I really enjoyed that I said in my maid of honor speech was like, I got to spend time with her parents. Like her mom was there and I got to like spend time with her. I haven't seen her since I was 12. And then I got to spend more time with the groom's parents. And I knew she was in good hands. His family is just really nice, super amazing. And also Lindsay's an only child and she's always dreamed about having a big family. Justin, the guy she's married, is a huge family, a lot of traditions. They're really cute. Like, and they're also like third generation. So they're pretty fluent in English. Mm-hmm. So very warm and like kind of more Americanized, which is, I think she kind of likes. So that was great. Yeah, I think that was the significant part of seeing her wedding. And I think what I felt really lucky for during that day is like, since we were driving around a couple of times because, you know, the reception was in Redwood City and then driving the 30 minutes to like the photo or to like the reception, I feel like I was actually transporting Lindsay the whole time. So instead of her riding with her husband to be, she was riding with me. So just me and her in the car. And I just felt like to see this like really like, kind of like childlike joy. She was like playing music. She was like singing along and very happy. She was eating Chick-fil-A on this towel with her wedding dress. It just felt like I really enjoyed this intimate moments with her because these are moments I got to see her in between her biggest day.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I enjoyed those moments the most. I think as a friend, I was like, oh, this is what I'm here for. Like making sure she feels happy and she's loved. I'm like, how are you feeling? She's like, I feel so great. I'm so happy. Aww. And like, I was like, oh, this is really nice. And then for the reception, it was, I mean, honestly, I blacked out during my speech. I thought it was okay. You know, we are, I was like, I wish it could be a little bit better, but it was, I think they liked it.
Did you memorize it or did you read it?
I had to read it. Dude. Yeah. I was like shaking. I had like two different mics too, cause they want one for like to record your voice and one to like for the system. And then I also had my phone. So I was like grabbing all these things looking really weird.
When did you write your speech?
I wrote it that week when I got back. Because I just feel like I think we're so busy in May. I wanted time just like, okay, everything's out of my mind. I need to sit down and actually think about all this stuff. Yeah. And like,
well, I ask that because, yeah, in my speeches that I give, and I also find that it's a little overwhelming if you sit down and want to write it way in advance, right? So there's something about like, let the right words come to you in the moment, or like in the somewhere in the busyness of the prep during the weekend. So I remember doing mine, like in between or overnight, like the night before, maybe the something dinner, and then refining it a little bit and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, that's a good tip for the future if I ever am writing a speech. But I think it really helped just like have just my mind cleared.
Yeah.
But so back to the reception. It was interesting. So in high school, Lindsay and I actually ran with different groups, like, later on. So I saw a lot of familiar faces from high school that I haven't really seen, but, like, I wasn't really close with, but that was kind of nice. So overall, it was just nice to be back and to see just someone you grew up with get married and someone you talked about marriage and weddings and fantasized about for so long. That was the moment for me.
I know you had a lot of... and like anticipation for how this day would turn out.
Yeah.
Because it is a big day and this is your first time being a maid of honor and a bridesmaid. How was everything? Did everything play out as you had expected?
Yes and no. I will say, okay, so I kind of anticipated to be more stressed out. And I know Helen was texting me. She's like, are you feeling, are you feeling caffeine? I was like, yeah, I'm like going to sleep at a decent hour. And so I think I just I made conscious choices knowing how I will behave if I didn't get certain things. Like, for example, like, I knew, like, the night before, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to drink. Like, I'm going to be up at 6:30 tomorrow morning. I want to get a little bit... I know I don't function on certain amounts of hours of sleep. So I chose the quiet room to sleep. We divided the bedrooms from party room and quiet room. And I was like... And Lindsay's very like, Mel, do whatever you want. It's okay. Like, I want you to, like... I don't care. So I went to the quiet room. And I feel like... I mean, I didn't get the most hours of sleep. But I got more than the other room. I got, like, 3 hours. So I was like, I know. Yeah. And I knew, like... I also had responsibilities the day of. Like, I had to make sure, like, her phone was taken care of. Like, I was talking with the coordinator to make sure, like, all this stuff. So I was like, I can't be functioning on, like, 3 hours of sleep if I'm going to be, like, I have responsibilities the next day. So that, like, I think that helped me. And then coffee. I feel like the wedding day, instead of, like, being stressed out, like, with my responsibilities, like, I kind of was for the bachelorette. I feel like I leaned into the moments, like, intimate moments more, like, I chose to be in the room with the parents versus, like, you know, all the brides are, like, getting hectic, getting dressed up and everything. And I was like, you know, I want to just be in this room. It feels calm. Like, it's nice to get to know her future parents, you know, all these things. So, and I think, honestly, seeing how happy Lindsay was, it's kind of like, this is a day where you have to be completely selfless and really just kind of, like, be there for the bride and your good friend. And I think that's the mentality I lean into. It's like, this isn't my day. This is her day. She has to make sure she's, like, not thinking about anything, not stressed. And so I want to make sure she feels supported. And I'm like, wow. Like, this sounds weird. Like, I know I'm not a selfish person. But, like, I think when you're sacrificing your own needs for someone, sometimes it could be kind of hard internally. But that day, I really wasn't even thinking about that. And I think that really helped. And I kind of leaned into more of my extroverted side. Like, I was more social. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I'm having a good time. Just, like, you know, shooting the shits with the bridal party and having a good time. Usually when I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that, actually.
Whoa. I was going to ask you that, actually. Yeah. Because Ms. Mel, after, like, by lunchtime.
Yeah.
Usually. And especially after some food. You're like, food coma, I need a bed. And that's usually like, what, 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
Did that kick in?
It definitely kicked in when I got to the reception around 5 o'clock. And I was sitting down. And I was like, I'm tired.
Oh, no. We know that face.
But then afterwards, I just chugged wine and I gave my speech. And then I was ready to go again.
Nice. Okay.
You know, I just downed some alcohol, let's be real.
Not going to lie. I've thought about this for like Mel. It's like, how's Mel going to be on the day of? Is she going to be like out or?
No, honestly, when you feel the adrenaline, though, it's just your adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
It's a different feeling. And like, because your emotions are running high, too. Like, you're crying and all this stuff. So like.
You know, also what stood out to me in your story is like, it's a day to be selfless and for that person, but you can only be selfless if you are somewhat prepared yourself for taking care of yourself, right?
Exactly.
And the fact that you got more than 3 hours of sleep versus, say, the person who's going to overextend themselves because they think that, you know, to be there for that person there, and then you can't be there for them the rest of the time. Yeah. So you made the active decision, like, what do I need to do to take care of myself so that I can properly be selfless for her the next day, right?
Yeah, I think that's what, by default, I end up doing. I mean, I think this experience, like, taught me also, like, okay, like, I can, it's weird to say, like I mentioned before, like, I don't want to be selfish, but it's like, I can exercise it. I can be very, like, about someone else and not think about my needs, but, like, it's crazy how when your good friend is getting married, things just go out the, like, you're just completely there. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
And, like, even when I knew I was tired, I was like, no, Mel, if you're tired, make sure you're like, I was like, I should pack a granola bar next time. Or like, I should eat something and like get going again. Mm-hmm. But that was a wedding.
Well, congratulations on completing your first maid of honor bridesmaid duty. That, I feel like that's like a milestone in life.
It is, yeah. And I remember, I just through this experience, I remember I've gotten like 3 or 4 texts from Mel randomly throughout, just like, hey, is this like, do you usually do this, or like, does this usually come first, or like the gift giving, like, how does that usually work?
I know I text because I know like Janet mentioned that she's been bridesmaid so many times. I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, so I just want to make sure. Like, I'm like, do I have to give money? Do I give?
Yeah, no, those are great questions, and these are things that I feel like usually you don't. There isn't like a guidebook for say, you know, and it's different for each, like depending on the culture
and the bride
and the bride and the groom. Yeah,
it's kind of like, I think when you do a wedding, like there's kind of like books, like here for like, even when you like for the bride and groom, it's like here are like bunch of dresses or all this stuff, like kind of you have a certain step where you have a planner. Bridesmaids, like is there a wedding planner for bridesmaids? Yeah. But I think I learned a lot, and like I just feel like I had a lot of fun. Like, I was this is a fun day. Yeah. It was a good day.
That's exactly how it should have, played out. And I'm glad it played out really well, too.
Yeah.
Because I know it's, like, it is a lot to take on. It's a lot of responsibility. It's, like, you need to make sure that this person is having a good day. And you are responsible, kind of, for making sure that they have a good day, right?
Yeah.
And you did that.
Yeah.
So, good job, Mel.
Thanks. Yeah. I know. I
proud
was like,
of you.
Thank you. I, like, texted Lindsay. I was like, I hope everything is okay. She's like, no, thank you so much for everything. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I was like, I did my part.
Yay.
Yeah. But yes, I was also back at home in the Bay. I do want to, Janet, you were saying earlier how like you felt so rejuvenated about the trip, and like all these things happen for you to feel like really good. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to share like one experience I had up in the Bay. And so last year being quarantined, one thing I realized that makes me really happy is I love new experiences. And the day I got into the Bay, I actually chose to go up a little early just to spend time with friends because I haven't seen some of my friends in a while. And I drove into the city the next day, and I grabbed lunch with my friend Eric from middle school. And he's also an entrepreneur. He runs a video production company in SF. Like, amazing. And then I caught up with my our friend Dookie, who is like a culinary. You know, he's a chef who runs multiple restaurants and businesses. And we decided randomly, Dookie's like, hey, let's do, what do you want to do today? I was like, I don't know, I got to do work, but he's like, let's do a food tour. And I was like, oh my God, you're speaking my language. And so Dookie's like reserved like 2 restaurants for that night to like go eat and maybe get ice cream later. And he's like, yeah, invite whoever you want. And I was like, what? Like, okay, like, sure. And so I invited my friend Eric, who's, I mentioned earlier, my middle school friend, and then invited Sally, which you guys both know, who's like my college roommate. And Dookie only met Sally and Eric once, like before, at a previous like gathering. So here we are at dinner, 4 people who honestly never in our lives come together for dinner. Like, it's kind of intimate. It's only 4 of us. But it was so much fun. Like, I feel like we just clicked. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, everyone's getting each other. Like, we're like throwing jokes. It was just so funny. And like hearing about everyone's business or venture, it just felt like we're on the same page. And I was like, I just feel like this is like good vibes literally all night long. And like driving back home, I was like, man, that's exactly, like, this is a type of thing that I love. Like, unexpectedness of people coming together, good food, good conversation. I was like, oh, like, I haven't had that in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's people I haven't seen. Like, these are all different people that I'm really close with individually coming together. And it kind of reminds me of, like, Helen, like, remember when we went to Japan and Asia, and it felt like these are people, like, they haven't never really knew each other, but we're going on vacation together. You don't know how it's going to be. But everyone just clicked.
Clicked so well. Yeah.
That's the feeling I got on this dinner. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel, like, alive. Mm. Like, my extroverted side was like, this is, like, it's, like, kind of telling me, no, you're an extrovert. Like, conversation does, like, it does.
It stimulates
me. And I'm just like, and after that, I was like, I can't wait for things to open up. Just have more experiences. Just, like, even our friends going to dinner, like, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just, like, wanted to share that because I was like, I feel so, I can't describe how good I feel.
Aww.
It's like really like, I feel so happy. But yeah, I want to share that experience. And the last thing I could share real quickly is it was nice to see family. I didn't expect, I expected it to be more like a friend type of trip where I got to like do the wedding and see my friends. But I noticed little things that my mom does that I think is really cute. Like, I had to catch up on reading because I wanted to, like, meet my goal of reading a book. So I'll be in one living room, and then my mom, I see her just quietly come over to the room with me and just being her iPad. She's, like, being in the same room as me, and then she'll start talking about stuff, ask me about the wedding. And so, like, it was just, like, these little intimate moments. So I'm just like, oh, like, my mom, like, really, like, likes being around me because I'm not home as much. And, like, I was telling her, like, I was like, Mom, my hair is so gross. Like, it's just so much shit in my hair. I haven't washed my hair in a week. She's like, let me go. I was like, I'll wash your hair. And I was like, Mom, you know how gross my hair is? She's like, no, no. She's like, my mom's like, I wash my hair in the sink all the time. Because, like, she's like, I don't like, she's like, I don't want to save water or don't have to use the shower. I don't know. My mom's very, like, money conscious, I guess. But here she is, like, washing my hair in the sink.
Aww.
Like, scrubbing my hair, making sure. And, like, we're just joking around, like, oh my God, if we were in Taiwan, we could get our hair washed. Like, LOL, this is what we're doing now. And, like, I was telling her, I was like, I don't remember the last time you washed my hair. I think I was like 5. So just like small moments, I feel like a child again with my mom.
It's so cute. Gross and cute.
I know.
A week?
I know, girl. And then, well, she wore gloves because I told her. She wore gloves. And then I guess the last thing I'll share is like, it's just nice to spend time with family. Like, my brother and I have this routine or like our ritual is when we're together, I always say, hey, do you want to watch an episode of Running Man together? So we always watch an episode. My parents, like, I know my mom likes it when we're all together in a room. We could not be talking, but she likes us to be in the same vicinity. So my brother and I would just bring a laptop, we'd go to my parents' room, and all of us would be on the bed together, all four of us. My dad would be reading his kung fu novel. My mom would be, like, fanning herself because she's going through menopause. And, like, watching her Chinese, like, drama. And then my brother and I would just be, like, watching our Korean, like, variety show. So it was, like, nice. So I think overall it's like a nice well-rounded kind of trip back home.
Wow,
that sounds so nice.
Okay.
Also very wholesome,
very like, wholesome, right?
Good trip.
I do want to go on vacation too though, hearing Janice. I want to go do that stuff.
Yours is like a different type of just like relaxing, you know, getting to connect with family and close friends.
And this was I feel like this is also kind of the first post-COVID big, because it was a wedding that you went to, right? The first kind of like big group public event. So being around people and like you were telling the story of like feeling like confirmation that you're an extrovert, meaning you were starting to feel fed from like stuff around you that you haven't felt in over a year. And I think that's really true. Important.
Because when I think about these experiences, like I think back of like when else have I felt alive? It's just like I felt alive like. There literally were moments where, like, I always think of this other random time when, like, I remember Helen was forcing, like, she's like, Mel, come to this K-barbecue thing with me. I was like, I really don't want to go. I'm tired. I'm lazy. I want to go home. But that night turned out to be so much fun. So I'm just, like, sometimes leaning into spontaneity.
Yeah, which night was that? I don't remember.
It was when, like, I think Janet and Marty went home. She's like, because we were eating K-barbecue, like, the meat. I think Janet's like, nah. And you're like, and it was when Ginny Boy from Malaysia was here.
Oh, yeah.
So just, like, people haven't seen in a while. Like, I was like, I don't know how the conversation's going to go. And then it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's, like, I think because of COVID, a lot of people have social anxiety of what these group settings are going to be like. And, like, am I going to say something stupid? Yeah. Do I know how to talk to people anymore? And then you find yourself back in these situations and you're like, oh, I'm actually pretty fun, you know? Like, or you enjoy these types of conversations and it doesn't have to be as, like, nerve-wracking as you build it up to be.
I think that's exactly it. When it comes to self-care and beauty, I definitely spend more time on my hair. The reason why is because as a child, I had really bad experiences at the salon, aka my mom would always make me get her haircut. You know, think 90s mom. I would feel so embarrassed at school, so when it was time to make my own decisions with my hair, I wanted the best quality. So yes, when it comes to my shampoos and conditioners, you best believe I'm selective, and I found quality with Function of Beauty. Function of Beauty is a world leader in fully customized hair care. They create your unique formula based on a short but thorough quiz to give your hair everything it needs to look and feel its best. I love seeing my customized bottle in the bathroom with my name, Mel, on it. It just makes shower time more special. With summer just around the corner, I selected perfection for my fragrance, and it's definitely perfect. Go to functionofbeauty.com/ABG to take your quiz and save 20% off on your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and body products. That's functionofbeauty.com/ABG to let them know you heard about it here and to get 20% off your first order. Functionofbeauty.com/ABG.
I have recently started going on mindful walks in the afternoons. These are walks where I intentionally focus on the present moment and use my core senses of sight, smell, touch, etc., versus being on my phone or wandering in my thoughts. This is a homework assignment from my therapist at BetterHelp, which I've been using for over a year now. They are such a great resource. They assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist whom you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. You can log into your account at any time and send a message to your counselor. Personally, I do better with scheduled sessions, so I meet with my counselor once a week over video. BetterHelp also makes it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which I had done a couple of times, not because the counselor didn't fit my needs, but simply because my goals for therapy changed over time and different counselors have been a better fit. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Asian Boss Girl listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/ABG10. That's betterhelp.com/ABG10 for 10% off your first month. Picture this. It's around 2 p.m. and you're feeling that after-lunch fatigue. You look around your desk and either reach for the iced latte with vanilla or that quote-unquote healthy snack bar that's not so secretly loaded with sugar. I'm guilty of both of these. However, I'm taking the small step to improve my day and to avoid the sugar crash by mixing some keto powder to my coffee and trying an HVMN keto food bar. HVMN, or Health Via Modern Nutrition, is a nutrition company that is results-driven for the modern lifestyle with less sugar than their competitors. Their products provide lifestyle and habit upgrades that help their customers become healthier and better versions of themselves. For example, I'm trying their keto variety pack bars, and they're intentionally made with less sugar, which means no crashing in the middle of the day. HVMN is a modern nutritional for modern lifestyles, and their new kits make it easy to embrace healthy living and quickly feel the difference. Right now, HVMN is offering our listeners an additional 10% off your first order when you go to hvmn.com/ABG. Embrace healthy living today. Go to hvmn.com/ABG for 10% off your first order. That's hvmn.com/ABG for 10% off.
But we all want to hear about Helen's home renovations. So I know you've been really stacked with that. Like, for almost, what, 2 months now?
Yeah.
So what's the update on that?
I haven't had so much fun. I'm, like, living vicariously through y'all. Like, this sounds amazing. So Philip and I, we bought a house in early April. And I think we can probably have, like, a whole other episode on just, like, house stuff and that process. If anyone out there listening right now is interested in that, let us know. But I feel like there's a lot of things that I didn't know about, from just like the financial planning side of things before you buy a house, to all the people that are involved in closing the deal, to working with contractors and trying to get like a vision of a design of your house on paper, or not even on paper, just like making decisions on the spot. So I don't know, maybe we can save that conversation for another episode.
So yeah, something, another huge, like, one of the hugest things happened in your life in the month of May. Yeah.
Yes. So there's been a lot of things going on. So, I mean, with the home renovations, basically what's happening is that we are like knee deep in renovations because my parents are going to be here in, I think by the time this episode airs, they're going to be here already.
Yeah.
So it's going to be my parents, my sister, my brother-in-law, and Tyler and Riley. So Yay. Six people coming in. And basically, I have this ridiculous deadline for myself to renovate my whole house in 2 months so that I can house them. And I do want to house them, because if I don't, they would be living in my cousin's like basement. And I'm just like, I need to get this house done in time. So that's the pressure that I have with the house stuff. But yes, we'll see by the time this episode comes out if I have a livable space or they're in a basement. But yes, so Philip and I got married. May 10th was our wedding day.
It's a nice date.
Yeah, 5/10/21. And we just did a getaway wedding with just us two. So this whole pandemic, we weren't able to book any appointments online. So the way that it worked was that all of the LA County like wedding locations were closed down. So even if you wanted to go to do like a civil ceremony at a courthouse, you couldn't do that. So there was only one office that was open and everything was virtual. So everything is done through not Zoom, but Microsoft Teams. And yes. And so we finally found a date, because this whole pandemic, we couldn't get a date. Like the website itself is super archaic. And then we finally found one and we're like, okay, May 10th, it's before our parents are here. Let's just get it done, right? And we were trying to decide, because this month of May has been so busy for so many people in the AAPI community, which is amazing, right? But it was super busy for us. And we were like, okay, should we just get on a Microsoft Teams thing and then commence to doing work afterwards? Like, should we just sign online and then do work?
Like the next meeting, oh, this one, I'm getting married.
Yeah, like, what's the next meeting on your calendar? Yeah. Oh, I'm getting married. It's so weird. It's so freaking weird. But we decided to take, I think that was on a Monday, so we said, okay, let's take a weekend and that Monday and the Tuesday off and just go somewhere, just us two. So we ended up going to Joshua Tree, and it was just me and Philip. And we had our parents and our family join, just close family members. And that was the first time they actually saw each other, like, on on a Zoom or in, they haven't met in person yet either. Mm. So that was the first time they really saw each other. And it was so cute. Like, it's actually pretty funny. Philip's family, they, like, dressed up and they had a backyard, like, celebration set up. And the kids, he has two nephews and a niece, and they drew this, like, banner that said, congratulations, like, Auntie Helen and Uncle Philip, and they had a cake and flowers and everything. And I was like, oh, y'all prepared, you know? And then I look at my family, and I'm like, hey, Annie, you dress up? And then she said, I sent you ladies a photo, but she, like, sent me this photo of her, like, sweating, exhausted. She's like, no, you tell me to dress up. No, she was gonna get her PJs that has holes in it. I'm like, oh god, can you put on something a little bit nicer? So, I mean, at the end of the day, because they were all like together, it didn't look too bad, but they were just sitting on the couch and they put Tyler in a bow tie or like something a little bit more dressed up. He was like more in front of the camera, taking more of his face. So it's like, oh yeah, my family dressed up too. It was pretty funny because when you first sign on, the first part of the process is to get your license done. Mm. So it's like you're setting up two appointments, your license and then your ceremony. So for the license part, it was just me and Philip, and we signed on and we were like dressed up and we were so excited and we're like, oh my god, this is happening. And then the fucking guy comes on. He's like in a call center. He has like his headset on. He has a blurry background, just trying to like not show all the mess that's in his office space. You can hear all of the other weddings that are going on at the same time. Oh my god. Because it's a call center. Yeah. And we're just like, oh, hi. And it's so like unromantic at first. It like took away all of like the momentum and excitement that we had, because they were basically like, okay, can you confirm your name, any name changes, your address, you know, all of this stuff. And then it's like, can you pull out your credit card? What? So we had to pay for the license and the ceremony. And it's like, oh, do you want to pay for an extra copy of your license? It's like, all right, dude, sure. And so we did all of that. And then he was like, all right, give me a moment. I'll bring your families on. They came on. And then he like disappeared for a little bit. And we're like, okay, this is it. He comes back and he's wearing like a robe. And we're like, did you just put on a robe? He's like, yes, for this part of the ceremony, I try to be a little bit more official. I'm like, why don't you just keep it on the whole time, you know? You had to, like, take it on and off. You're doing, like, multiple of these a day. But I guess that was, like, the special thing that he did for us. And then we didn't write our vows yet, because we do want to save it for when we have our bigger wedding with our all of our friends and family with us. So we said the ones, the standard ones. But even while we were saying those, it was very, like, it felt very, very real in that moment, where we're just looking into each other's eyes and holding each other's hands and knowing that our family was, like, watching us. And it was weird to say, like, I do, you know? Like, I do. And, and then it took, like, a whole 5 minutes, and then it was done. And we're like, oh my gosh, I guess we're married. You may kiss the bride. And then, you know, we kissed. My first kiss was like not that good, so I went in again for a second one.
Nice. That's the Helen we know.
Like, whatever, man, family's watching, let me suck your face a little harder. And then after that, he like just left. Congratulations. And then our families, we just like hung out and we introduced everyone. I was like, this is Annie. This is Ray. These are the kids. And, you know, Phyllis and Ben. So it was a nice, you know, moment for the families to kind of just get to know each other. I mean, it's tough because his family's in the Bay and mine is in Boston. So there's never been a good time, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas. Everyone wants to be in their own homes and all that. So the first time they're going to meet is when they all come here, and we're going to have a Chinese tea ceremony. So all the kids are going to be here, sisters, brothers, and parents, and that's the first time they're going to meet in person. But, well, that was the wedding. And you know what? Afterwards, it was like, okay, this is it. And I think we were also just so, busy this month that I didn't really have time to order a dress either. So I wanted, you know, I was like, do I want to get another dress? Like, I already have a dress for the big wedding, right? Do I want to get another dress? And I did get a dress, but it just, and it was like a very luxurious and beautiful dress. But at the end of the day, I was like, this doesn't make sense to have, like, you know, and each bride thinks a little bit differently. But I put it on and I was kind of just like, this doesn't feel right, because I already have my dress.
Yeah,
this just feels like a dress that I ordered online, and it's just like for the photos or something, right? Yeah. So I ended up finding a dress in my closet that I'd never worn before, that I had from high school, and it's from Forever 21. And it still had its tag on. Oh, so wow. I think throughout, every time I look at that dress, I'm like, oh, I don't like this. And I just didn't wear it. But then when I put it on this time, it just felt right for some reason. And I think it's because the top was very conservative too, especially for if it was like in front of our parents. Mm-hmm. It was kind of lacy, long sleeve. But if you look at the bottom.
That's tight and short, huh?
It was tight and short.
To Helen's fashion. We know.
Yes. So family appropriate up top, party on the bottom. That was my wedding dress. And it just felt right that I picked something that was that I liked.
And I think I love the fact that it felt right.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we kept it simple. I mean, we went to Stater Bros afterwards. I don't know if you guys know Stater Bros, but it's like a...
like a grocery store.
It's a grocery store, yeah. And we got a little, like, tuxedo wedding cake from there, but, like, $4.99 for a piece of cake. And that was our wedding cake. And then we got tipsy and just, like, pretended to have our first dance. And the place in Joshua Tree, our Airbnb, was right, like, in the middle of a desert. So it was completely empty.
Yeah.
And at night, we were out on the hammock and... skies were like completely clear and you could see like a billion stars in the sky. It was so beautiful, so quiet, and the weather was like perfect, and we were just talking about like what do we want to do for our future and how many kids we want and all of this stuff. So it was a good, like, you know, dreaming about our future moment. And especially because everything's been so busy, we're like, we must just try not to forget how, like, what actually matters, which is like the moments that we are having right now, right here, and, you know, our future together. So it was really sweet.
Yeah. Aww. I love, and that story to me, that makes me think about, it's like, that was your moment to kind of like be re-inspired, right? Because being in the craziness of May between the two of you on your personalized level, and then on even working on the house and all this kind of stuff, like it is so easy to get caught in the day-to-day with your nose to the grindstone, right? And then it's like you need these moments to pull back and be like, well, why are we doing all this? What is it for, right? So I'm so happy that you guys got that. That was I don't know, for me personally, I feel like there's something so much more meaningful and special about like your wedding or your marriage happening in that way. And you'll still have a celebration with friends, but like how rare is it that people can have that experience,
right? That's true.
With
That's
just
true.
The two of you. So
And we thought about that too, and we're like, whoa, we saved so much money from like doing this right now. For anyone out there who's like, you know, wanting to get a mortgage and a marriage, maybe think about, you know, how much your mortgage is going to be prior to thinking about your marriage, because actually it is a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because we are doing renovations, and that is, it's expensive. And you need to pay all that upfront. So think about that when you're doing, you know, when you're getting a house, and if you're going to do renovations, you can't really take a loan on. I guess you could, but it's better to just pay all of that up front.
Can I ask, did you cry at all?
We cried when we, I mean, I have the video so I can show you ladies later of when we were saying our like vows to each other, but we were tearing up, and that was when, I think that was the moment when everyone, and our moms were crying. Like, they were tearing up so much. And my mom was like, I was like, chill, mom. She was like sobbing, you know, she wasn't even just wiping away tears. She was sobbing in her pajamas. And I think that was, it just felt like a very real and intimate moment.
Yeah, because... I mean, there's something about it that's probably even more intimate when they just see the two of you versus if your parents were there during the time of the ceremony and there's like all these other people, would they have been able to fully feel it as well, right? So,
I'm sure they will still. But yeah. And I think just like in general, this past month has been, it's been one of the most difficult that I've ever faced. Not in a, like the level of difficulty of what I'm doing, but just the sheer number of multitasking and jumping from ABG to home renovations, to the wedding, to planning for the family arrival, and just going from like one thought to the next to the next. And I think because of that, I've been feeling, and I think a lot of people have also been just feeling like a lot of stress and feeling unmotivated and tired. And I know for me, there were so many moments where I was like, I just want to go to sleep. And when I felt the need to, I would. But I think it's also difficult because when you have so much going on, it's like, be thankful, right, for everything that is happening. And when, for me, when I'm able to step out of the weeds of things and kind of look at life, and, you know, these are the adult steps that I've always wanted to get to in life. Mm. Marriage, building a home with a partner that I love so, so much. And I think I felt guilty for not always enjoying these very monumental moments in life, but just feeling the stress. But I think something that I've learned or picked up in this process is that when I'm in a headspace like this and people say to me, well, just enjoy the process, to be honest, like, I don't take that comment very well anymore, because clearly when someone is going through something that is taking up a lot of mental bandwidth, it's like, well, duh, like, I want to do that, you know, I want to enjoy the process. But when you zoom into what needs to go on for all of these things to get done, it's not that easy to be joyous all the time. And instead, the way that I've been thinking is, you know, find that balance between stressed and grateful. And if I can maintain an evenness of the two, I know I'm okay. And that's how I've been able to keep my mental state stable. And at the end of the day, I'm not someone who likes to operate on continued stress like this. I know some people do, and some people find it to be like a almost like a token of value or worthiness for themselves. And I used to be like that, but I am so over that lifestyle. And I know that this is not something that will last forever. So that also gets me through the process that the stress is not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not trying to close this on a negative note, but I think it's also important to talk about the parts that are not just like the highlight reel of what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, I mean, that's an amazing takeaway, because I mean, yeah, Mel and I know, I mean, I think everyone's been busy, but we know like all the stuff you're like balancing on your plate has been insane the last like 2 months or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I actually love hearing you say that, like, you maybe used to thrive off of kind of that type of like busyness, and now you're like at a place where you're like, I don't really necessarily need it, because that's exactly, I felt like I went through that same kind of like path or journey where I used to love, like, there was like, I thrived off of that stress, and then I finally hit a place where I was like, you know what, I don't think that's naturally who I am. Like, when in life did I, like, why am I doing this? And it's the questioning. And so I think it's really important for people to hear that. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's just like, and thank you, ladies, too, for, I mean, we've been taking this whole episode to just talk about, like, what's been going on, but, like, Mel and Janet have been literally my, like, rocks for keeping me afloat with ABG stuff, and I'm just like, ugh, and like, the rest of our team, too, has been so amazing and so, like, on top of things that... Like, I think I used to be very much, like, kind of micromanagey. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a person that answered all the emails or, like, filtered through all the emails. And it was a lot to handle. And now I feel like I'm able to kind of just let that go. And that has given me, like, the space to actually focus on these things, at least temporarily for the time being. So thank you, ladies, for doing that.
Yeah. Of course. I actually want to echo that, too. I was thinking about this as I was, like, on the trip. Like, I was really able to check out. Like, I mean, or the moments I checked in, it was, like, on me. Like, I wanted to, like, add something, you know, or I wanted to listen to or review something. But was I needed? No. And that was a really good feeling. Because over the course of only a month and a half, I feel like we've worked our operations to a point now where, like, every member of the team kind of knows how to do their thing, and they will tap us when they need something. And that has been, I was like, wow, that's growth. Like, that is a really big form of growth. And also, I want to say, there have been times when it's been really busy. And Mel, like, your energy sometimes on our, like, solo calls has been the savior for me, because I think I can sometimes go into, like, work mode, and I just, like, check it, like, I need to get this done. And then sometimes when she just signs on, she's like, so, like,
wait, what?
So, like, lunch?
Yeah. Remember on Monday meeting, you're like, so, like, what do you do? You want to go to lunch? I was like, yeah, we can go to lunch, and then, you know, do some work. You're like, yeah, like, lunch. And I'm not saying that as, like you get your, you work a lot and you get your shit done. But one thing I have picked up from Mel is I feel like you have a lot of fun while you work. And I struggle with that a lot. Maybe some of that has been the work environments I've been in and just, like, natural personality. But, like, I think when this month has been the craziest crunch time for ABG, sometimes when we would have, like, you know, like, really stressful moments, like, having someone sign on that has that energy, I was like, thank you for reminding me that this isn't, like, the world is not going to end if, you know.
No, I appreciate that. I feel like it's funny because, like, I feel like there's so many moments in ABG when I'm just like, like, I'm, like, so overwhelmed. I'm just like, Like, I feel like I'm, like, gasping for air, and you're both like, it's fine. It's. I feel like I learned from those moments when you guys were dealing with me. To, like, when May was really busy, I'm like, all right, take a moment. It's fine. Like, it's okay to be a little stressed right now. I mean, it was a busy month for us. It's something to acknowledge. But at the end of the day, I'm just like, I was like, this is, like, the work we do is actually really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel very lucky to do the work we do and have, like Helen mentioned, to build a team that we have. Like, I feel, like, so fortunate to have, you know, the girls on our team, because, like, they're young, but also very, like, capable.
Incredibly capable.
Like, dude, like, the fact that we could be very, like, we don't have to worry about them, which I'm just, like, that is, honestly, like, as a manager, as a CEO, like, this is what you want. And they're also very invested in us, too.
Yeah.
Which I feel very fortunate, you know? So, I think we've built up a really good team, and I think, like, we were able to get through a really hectic month for all three of us, and I'm gonna say something lame, like, the sky's the limit.
Limitless. Yes. Shout out to Michelle, Steph, Ashley, Hemi, and Rachel. Y'all are amazing. Thank you so much. And Eric, too, for being our friendager. That's what he likes to call himself.
That's a hard word to say. Friendager.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this episode where we got to do a little bit of catch up on one of the busiest months for ABG and also for us individually. I think we are at a group milestone with our company and also for each of us individually. So excited to see how things pan out in the coming months.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And speaking of, you know, new things coming up, we just released a new merch item that we never have done before. We released a BFF necklace, and it says ABG, which is, you know, our acronym. And we gotten so many comments about the necklace, Janet, myself, and Helen have, that we thought we'll make our own, and we commissioned our really good friend Jaina to create it. So this is created by an Asian American woman. So grab your necklace and grab one for your BFF at asianbossgirl.myshopify.com.
If you don't already, please follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with your friends. You can also support us through monthly donations at anchor.fm/asianbossgirl/support or get some merch at asianbossgirl.myshopify.com.
If you resonate with today's episode, let us know in the comments of our IG post. If you'd like to put faces to our names, you can find us on YouTube where we share vlogs, an audience Q&A segment called GRBG, and much more. Our handle on both platforms is asianbossgirl.
And we have a couple of birthday shoutouts to wrap today's episode. Michelle from Singapore wants to wish Chuang a happy birthday to the most amazing and inspiring Xu Ying. You inspire her so much in going forth with your dream and standing firm in what you believe in. Continue shining bright. In Scarborough, Toronto, Jamie wishes a very happy birthday to her favorite twins, Jennifer and Jessica. She is so grateful to have you two ABGs in her life, 15 years and counting. Can't wait to celebrate many more birthdays and milestones with you two. To Esther from Tiffany in Sacramento, California, happy birthday to us and cheers to 26 beautiful years of growing together. She is so happy she got to see you when she came back home. And Mara from Seattle wants to wish a happy belated birthday to Jen Jen Kubert, whose birthday was on May 22nd. Happy birthday to her very favorite ABG and most wonderful friend. She loves you so much. Shayna in Honolulu, Hawaii is sending Caitlin, her sister from another mister, all the hugs and aloha to her and the whole firefighter squad in Idaho. You inspire her every day and she'll see you at home in a few short months. If you'd like to send a shout out to a friend, check out our link tree and our link in bio on Instagram and click on shout outs.
If you'd like to send a shout out to a friend, check out our link tree and our link in bio and click on shout outs. And last but not least, thank you to our super talented editor, Michelle, for working all her magic on our episodes, including this one.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will catch you on the next episode.
Bye.